This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, full peek behind the curtain, because if you hung through that break, I feel like you deserve to know why that break felt like it was 9 or 10 minutes long. We had a bit of a power issue out here that has been resolved by our excellent engineer on site, Matt Irvin, and we just need a little extra time to get it resolved. So good job by him. Good job by you hanging through the break, and we're going to make it well worth your while, Seth.
Well, and just so you guys know that we're team players, and we understand the truly important things. Turns out the football team needed the power to for their cameras.
Yeah.
So he said, "All right, you know, things being what they are, we should probably just go ahead and let the Texans."
We did. We stepped aside.
Let the football people do what they need to do to actually practice today.
Yeah. Yep.
I would have loved if you to just go over there and dress D'Amico down. Say, "Listen, Buster, I don't know who you think you are, but we have a radio show to do."
There was part of me, I'm like, they need the cameras now? There's nobody out here on the practice field. And Matt's like, yeah, they need the cameras now.
They need them now. And it reminds me of when I was in, remember when I did the pregame for the Bills game in Buffalo?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I was up in one of the booths up there, which was right next door to the Texans booth.
Yeah.
And at some point, somebody ducked his head in and said, "Hey, Seth, coaches next door said you're, it's kind of hard to
can you keep concentrate it down
when you're being so loud." So I went out to do the worst pregame show ever because I was like, "Oh no, I don't want to screw up the team."
I think the keys to victory today are to not, for one, don't let them score 48 points at the beginning of the third quarter, they will eventually do.
But it was that game. That game where there was that huge downpour.
Yeah. Well, that was the David Culley year. I mean, could they blame you for getting that excited about the David Culley product that was on the field?
They should have been. Yeah. They should have been like, "Wow, Seth's really bringing it.
He's
we
into
suck.
It. He's into it.
I can't believe it. He's bringing that kind of energy and we suck."
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's circle back to training camp here. Aziz Alshayer met with the media yesterday. Also did an interview with the guys on In the Loop that was really, really good. If you can go back and you can find that on the Odyssey app on the In the Loop podcast. This was from his press conference, though. I thought this was cool. Look, Aziz is a guy who, you know, I believe undrafted back in the day. Like, he is a self-made guy when it comes to becoming the player he's become. This was a cool story. He and Henry Toa were in Hawaii a year ago when Stingley and Stingley's dad were doing that kind of DB summit that they do every year where they get the DBs together to do coverage things and whatnot. They happen to be on the same island. Aziz got wind of that and said, "Hey, man, I want to go to that next time." I think this year they did it in Puerto Rico. So this is Aziz telling that story. But I thought this was cool, and it gives you the insight into what kind of player Aziz Alshayer is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of both. You know, I think when Sting did it in Hawaii last year, me and Henry were actually just in Hawaii at the same time. So me and him were training together. And I'm like, "Man, Sting and them are in the same island as us. They're just on the other side." So I told Sting and his dad when I seen him during the season last year that I wanted to make sure that I came out there. Because it is, like, I mean, you're talking about obviously one of the best corners in the league now. And then all the other guys that were there as well, you know, just learning from guys who have to cover all day, just like I learned from the D-line, who have to rush all day. As a linebacker, you got to do both. So it doesn't hurt to sharpen your tools.
I don't know if Azeez El-Shaair Seth is ever going to become a great coverage linebacker, but the mere fact that he's got the self-awareness to go, and I think it's kind of creative too, to go, you know what, I'm going to go do some workouts with some DBs to work on the coverage, because that was an Achilles heel for this team last year, was tight end coverage, things like that over the middle of the field.
You know, the big thing from off-ball linebacker, middle linebackers, the big thing for middle linebackers is it's not as much, hey, can you track a guy, you know, step for step downfield? It's awesome if you can, but those are rare. You know, Fred Warner being able to just cover tight ends down the seam and all of that, it's rare, and that requires a certain physical skill set. For most of them, a lot of it is, it's two things. It's one, recognizing play action and those keys. So understanding, okay, wait, no, this is a pass, even though it looks like run and vice versa. And then the angles and anticipating routes so you can get in passing lanes, so you can rough guys up before they make their break, all those kinds of things. It's very much a mental thing. So I am intrigued by Azeez working with defensive backs where, you know, a guy like Derek Stingley, one of the things that makes him so good is him being able to read the body language of a wide receiver.
Yes.
That when he had that pick, his first pick in the Dolphins game, he did a really good breakdown. I think it was with John Harris when they had him on, about just Tyreek Hill and the way he runs his routes. And it's a little bit unorthodox in some ways. And by the time they got down into the red zone, it was a situation where there was no safety help over the top.
Mm-mm.
And Stingley just flat out going on him, understanding Tyreek Hill's body language, jumped that route in a way that if he was wrong, it was an easy touchdown for Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
But he could just tell, and he knew. So all of those little nuances, they really help for linebackers too, especially when you're kind of more of an old school run stuff and middle linebacker. You got to get really good at picking up on those little nuances of route running to just get in lanes, anticipate routes, and all those things. So I like it. I like
it.
It also, I feel like the NFL has become kind of like the movie version of the NFL. That when back in the day, you might watch a movie and like, oh yeah, these guys are flung out all over they're working out in Hawaii or Puerto Rico, or CJ worked out in, was it France or Italy with some guys this year when he was off on vacation.
Yeah,
it's cool that they're living this jet set lifestyle, and yet at the same time actually probably doing more work than we did back in the day.
Diggs was in France last year. I don't know if that's what you might be thinking of, but
no, it was we remember CJ did that tour of the soccer club this year.
I think that was Italy.
And I think I want to say he got together with somebody who was doing some workouts somewhere also.
That's
while
tremendous.
He was over there.
Yeah, I was
maybe
I
might be conflating that with somebody else's story.
I would, you
my
know
point
what?
Is it happens.
Yeah no, but these guys all, like, you know CJ getting the guys together for workouts in California. You know, Azeez just sitting there talking about, like, yeah, Henry and I were working out in Hawaii and Stingley happened to be there. And then you got Will.
Yeah.
You got Will working out with Myles Garrett in the offseason. There's a lot of cool workout stories.
I think, honestly, this is where, as much as you might rail against social media or texting or anything else like that, social media and texting have been really good for the development of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
In that, one, coordinating stuff like that is just without group texts and things like that, it's just way more difficult and cumbersome back in the day.
Yeah.
And then because of social media, like when I watch pass rushers, I'd say partly because of social media, because of things like YouTube, I think, and how available video is in general.
Mm-hmm.
Pass rushing is almost a completely different art than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Guys are just so much more advanced and they understand so much more. They talk about things that I'd never even heard before 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like shin angle and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, yeah, sure, shin angle. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No,
JJ.
It's like it's yeah. Football's answer to spin rate, you know? Like
right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they break everything down anatomically and everything. There's moves that people are using a euro step. We barely knew Europe even existed when I was a football player.
That's right. Back in, you were just me get quarterback.
I don't need to know about Europe. I'm an American. What do you think? Are you a commie? Ain't that where these commies?
That's right, man. All right, here's more Azeez. I had forgotten about, you know, Nick Cayley has is it FIU or FAU that Aziz went to? I forget, one of the Floridas, but Nick Cayley.
It was the Fashion Institute of Technology okay. in Manhattan.
But Cayley, I'll look it up while we play this cut. But Cayley was actually at that school while Aziz was getting recruited. They never actually crossed paths there, but they actually formed a relationship that endured beyond just Cayley moving on to his next stop after that. This was a cool anecdote from Aziz Alshire yesterday.
Nick Cayley is literally somebody who's known me from the time I was a 16-year-old homeless kid. He's been to my motel that I lived in to now, you know, for both of us to be in the position that we're in, you know, literally 10 years later, I'm 27 now. It's just crazy, you know, because we kept up with each other. He actually never coached me at FAU. He left. As soon as my class signed, he ended up leaving to go to the NFL right away. But he literally called me and talked to me all the time from that point forward. And you would have thought he coached me for all those years. And we never actually even coached and played together. But we always had a really close relationship, and he always kept up with me. So I'm grateful to have him here. And, you know, he's just an old friend that just reminds me of how far I've come as well.
FAU is what it was. You heard him say that in that cut right there, Florida Atlantic University. I just thought that given Aziz's upbringing, especially, I mean, he mentioned it there. He was homeless at one point. That Cayley, who moved on, you know, eventually moved on to the NFL. I'm not sure if it was right after that or not.
It was because my first thought was like
trying to poach you.
Good for Cayley. Yeah. Cayley was out there on the sly trying to, trying to poach him from somewhere else.
They used to call Cayley old transfer portal Cayley back in the day.
He went to the Patriots immediately after Florida Atlantic.
Okay.
So he was genuinely just keeping up. Aside from no NCAA recruiting violations, he was also just keeping up with Aziz. Aziz's story is really cool. I mean, he was, like you said, at the point he was living in a motel while Cayley was recruiting him. Mm-hmm. And I had flashbacks to what it's like is when you're in a situation like that and you're a kid, you're trying to play football and go to school and everything, and everything is just in turmoil. It's really impressive that Aziz just was able to stay on the path that he was on. And he was undrafted in a year where, remember, too, they had Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, who were draft picks in San Francisco that were going to, you know, be the guys. And he really had to fight and scrap to get playing time and learn about, like, come up the hard way in a lot of ways. He plays like he hasn't forgotten that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here was Aziz Alshire. One more from him. This is just a great. Aziz is a good storyteller. This was Aziz Alshire when he was asked about his teammate Danielle Hunter.
Man, I've played with guys that, I mean, like, even like Nick Bosa was like a freak, but that guy is like fast. Like Danielle Hunter is fast. He might be faster than most of the guys on our team. I think we were in practice during the season last year, and we tried to install some play. Long story short, Danielle Hunter was covering somebody down the middle of the field, down the sideline, excuse me, and he's running stride for stride with Joe Mixon. And he's sprinting, just, mind you, he's in a three-point stance and runs from a three-point stance facing this way, and Joe's running a wheel route out the backfield and covers Joe all the way down the field and gets a pass break. Like, in my mind, it's like, dang, well, like, you don't even need that speed. Like, so, I mean, he's somebody who definitely is special, and he's my locker mate. So I don't know if anything that he'll teach me can make me look like him, but, you know, I'm just trying to get all the little nuggets from him that I can.
Okay. I thought it was funny that he said, you know, I don't know if I can look like him. He was up there yesterday just wearing his sleeveless workout gear. Holy crap.
Oh yeah,
he does not skip a shoulder day.
No,
and,
yeah,
he has never missed a shoulder raise in his life, I don't think.
No,
yeah.
No. Seth, can you imagine the visual of Danielle Hunter running stride for stride with Joe Mixon on a wheel route down the sideline?
I can, because, you know, he used to do that sometimes, and it was usually in pursuit where he'd be impressed with his speed, was Jadeveon Clowney. Clowney would hawk dudes downfield, and he'd be running. Remember, he'd be running pace for pace sometimes with defensive backs
and wide receivers.
But Danielle's a more fluid athlete. Like, he's just a more he's a more pliable guy, a more bendy guy than Jadeveon Clowney.
He's freakier looking than Clowney, and Clowney's a freak. Don't get me wrong, but Clowney's very top heavy. He's got that upper body, and he's got kind of skinnier legs. Like, Danielle looks like he was built in a lab.
That's where that was the one that people were kind of gawking at this year, was when Danielle Hunter said that he had gained a few pounds of muscle, and you're like, where exactly? Like, how'd you do that? You came to be, I'm guessing it was just in his legs, just because that's something. Sometimes guys, I don't want to say neglect, but they underestimate just, like, how much they can do with their legs while still playing football, and you discover it later, and that helps you age better.
That's bad news for the rest of the league, man.
Yeah.
If Danielle Hunter is finding ways to further maximize the God-given gifts that he's got, that's bad news for the rest of the league.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you, it's just a story. That's honestly one of the biggest things that changed in my career. Was I was in my, I think, fourth year in the NFL, and just midway through the season, I wasn't happy with the way I was playing. And one day, we were in a weight room environment where the strength coach just, you had to only squat a certain amount during the week. You didn't want to, you know, guys get tired, so he's like, all right, we just want to get you squat and not go too heavy. And I was like, ah, screw it. And I just went in and I just started doing like pretty much maxing out on squat in the middle of the season, you know, 10, 11 games into the season. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, I'm like, I just started blowing people off the ball in games. And I'm looking around like, why are people not doing this more? And it's the answer is because it sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to, like, practice that day and everything. But that was one thing that, like, for the remainder of my career, I was lucky enough to – when I got to Houston, Dan Riley, the strength coach, was adamant about lifting your legs heavy during the season. On Monday, you got to fight through it and lift your legs heavy. And I was a completely different football player because of it. So I hope that Danielle Hunter maybe tweaked something with his leg workout.
It flipped that quick for you, huh? Like,
oh, yeah. Which is, I know that it's the advice I give to football players that I think is probably almost never taken. It's that you have to find a way to lift your legs really heavy during the season.
Yeah.
And you can come up with all kinds of excuses why you shouldn't. And it's like by the end of the year, it's like you're on steroids, especially in a 16-game season back in the day or a 17-game season now. The vast majority of guys in the league have come up with reasons why they shouldn't be, you know, lifting their legs all that heavy during the season. So you end up with a huge strength advantage.
I think,
but
you
it
know,
sucks.
The most interesting part about that story to me is that two things. One, you stumbled upon it. Like you were playing poorly, so you decided I'm going to do this, and it worked.
Not poorly, just not as well as I wanted.
Your
mouth.
I was watching. You were nothing. Trust me. Yeah, I was watching lots of Jags football back
then.
We didn't have a team, so I was watching a lot of Jags football. So that's number one. I thought, you weren't playing to your standards, so you went and you stumbled upon that. The other thing too is that you get drafted, expansion drafted over to a team that has a strength coach where that's part of his credo. That's what he wants you to do. And it makes me think to myself, like, there's so many variables that go into how good a player can become when they get drafted to a team. Like, did you at that point think, man, if I got drafted onto a team where Dan Riley was my strength coach, who the hell knows what I would be now?
Well, there's partly that. Yes. That was huge for me. And then the other part, and this is why I'm always open to when guys get traded or even if just guys kind of just change something in the routine, that it can have a huge difference. In football, maybe more so than in any other sport, the scheme matters so much. So Dom Capers' scheme when he was in Houston, where he got to run his actual scheme, because he was my defensive coordinator in Jacksonville for a couple years, but we had personnel for a 4-3 defense, and Dom couldn't really do everything that he would normally do. Mm-hmm. So when we got to Houston, I was a completely different football player in Dom Capers' 3-4 scheme, and I was a much better football player just because it was a better scheme. In some ways, the coach was a better fit for me, the defensive line coach. So I'm always – Titus Howard, he's on the same team but with new coaches, different environment, and I think people are understandably skeptical when they say, really, how much of a difference are we going to see? I'm always very, very open to it. You know, Kenyon Green up in Philadelphia, it might end up being the perfect fit for him up there. Who knows? It's just, it matters that much, just a few of those different variables.
Titus is a great way to bring that back around to the Texans because, when they're trading Tunsil and they're cutting Shaq Mason and they're dumping Kenyon Green, I say dumping him, I mean, they got C.J. Gardner-Johnson in return, but clearly moving on from Kenyon Green. I think there were a lot of people, myself included, like, okay, why stop there? Like, clearly this was a disaster last year of an offensive line. They see something in Titus Howard. If they want to move on from Titus, they could have moved on from Titus. There's ways to work around the cap when you do those things. Nick obviously sees something in him even before this because he gave him an extension. So there's something there in the eyes of Nick Caserio. And now that D'Amico Ryan's had a couple years to keep eyes on him, I think some of it is they figure he'll maybe – be a little different football-wise with no Laremy Tunsil there is sort of the big influence in the room. And I think, obviously, Titus is a former first-round pick. There's plenty there physically to like. You just got to get it channeled in the right direction, right?
Yeah. And him playing guard and actually latching on and enthusiastically playing guard. Because I think it was always – and that goes back to, with the influence of Tunsil, Tunsil was the ultimate business person when it came to getting paid and caring about that kind of stuff, posting about it basically on social media, that there was a part of Titus where it just felt like, man, he's so concerned with getting that offensive tackle money. That's what it seemed like on the outside looking in. Who knows if that's what it seemed like. That now I've been brainwashed by Bill Belichick because I read his book twice last month, but I really understand Belichick's philosophy now of the more you can do, how vital it is to the team success to have as many guys as possible that can play both guard and tackle or that can play left tackle and right tackle in every single position. Those guys who latch onto that and realize and really understand, my value as a football player is just amplified so much more if I can do multiple things. I think Titus has kind of gotten that into his head, and it's almost like he's become a preacher for it. Whereas before, he would say, no, I'm an offensive tackle, not a guard. It feels like now he's more happy and really embracing the role of, oh yeah, I'm a guy that can do both. Yep, and I want to be that guy.
Yeah, and it feels like, you know, I'm just basing it on a press conference and what we've been observing. It feels like he might end up being a leader in that room, in that offensive line room. So we'll see. Hey, let's skip down. Hey Ben, let's go to 13 for D'Amico here, because I want to make sure we mention Nick Chubb. We haven't talked about him a lot these first couple days of practice, and we probably should for a couple of reasons. One, he's the only guy that's working right now that's got significant carries in the league at running back. You know, Joe Mixon's on the non-football injury list. Damian Pierce is on the PUP list right now. So Nick Chubb is getting all the work with CJ out there with the ones and everything. I want to play D'Amico on Nick Chubb here and get your thoughts on this, Seth. Here's D'Amico Ryans on Nick Chubb so far as a Houston Texan.
Nick is just, I'm only my fourth day with Nick, and he's done everything we've asked him to do. Like, he's a pro. Like, Nick has been the same guy. I've always admired Nick from when he was back at Georgia playing. I mean, always admired him, and it's no different. I can see why the guy's been good in his career. It's because he's a hard worker. He doesn't say much, but he shows you by his actions. Every single day he shows up, he's ready to go. So we'll see how he continues to grow and gel with our guys.
Now, just to be clear, when he says, I've only been here 4 days with Nick, he's talking about two mandatory minicamp practices and the two practices so far as of yesterday. He's obviously been in the building for longer than that, but yeah,
right,
four
right.
practices.
Yeah, and I've seen mixed reports about Chubb and how he's looked so far, because I saw somebody yesterday say he said he looked slow and plodding, and I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm not seeing that.
I think the person that said that may have been referring to last year, because he did look slower and plodding as a player coming off that injury last year when he played. He didn't look like the same version of himself.
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything. I haven't noticed. I don't have a real opinion one way or another on how explosive he's looked, because they haven't been doing much. They haven't been doing much that shows you what Nick Chubb looks like in an actual football game yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's all stuff in jerseys and a lot of walkthrough stuff. And the run plays, 11-on-11, to me, in 11-on-11, Seth, you can glean a little bit more in the pass game than you can in the run game, just because there's no pads, you know?
The other guy, Juwar Jordan, who's done some good things in camp, I just remember this, that he's smaller than Stephon Diggs. So with Juwar Jordan, you have to take everything, especially in non-padded practices or in training camp in general, you got to take it with a grain of salt. There's some potential there, and it's exciting because he's as fast as a guy needs to be if you're 6 foot tall, 185 pounds, or 5'11", 185. But he's smaller than Stephon Diggs. So you don't look at him as a guy that's going to be he's certainly not going to be a three-down bell cow type of running back.
He looked good yesterday, though. I mean, he did, you know, that.
He looked
good
last year. It's just – yeah, against vanilla defenses with no pads and everything, that's not an indicator. I'm not saying he can't do it. I just try not to get too excited about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Payne and Pendergast with you live day three, Texans training camp. Rain coming down slightly harder now. We're working around it. It's all good. So we'll see if the Texans are outdoors or indoors today for practice. Either way, we've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. Texans radio will be out here shortly. In the Loop will be here 10 to 2, and they're getting players off the field. Ed Azeez yesterday, Will Anderson Jr. the day before that. They're getting A-listers when it comes to interviews. In the Loop is Reggie Atatula and John Lopez. We did not get to talk, Seth, about Christian Wilkins because that's when the power went out for us during headlines. I think you and I were both probably sitting here talking about it, just not to each other. Christian Wilkins released by the Raiders yesterday, and this is one where I'm like, okay, glad nobody listens to me in the building. That's the guy I was campaigning for heavily during free agency
2 years ago,
2024. Heading into the 2024 season, yeah.
He was one of the premier defensive tackles available. And
he's a guy who got signed like 15 minutes into free agency. You know he got paid retail plus 25%. Well, he got 4 years, $110 million.
And you remember free agency 2 years ago where the Texans would end up being one of the most aggressive teams in the league, especially when you add the trades to it, Joe Mixons and everything. That first day, Christian Wilkins was one of the guys that people were pointing to when they were saying, you got to fire Nick Caserio. You got to fire him. Look, he's not doing a damn thing. Why is he sitting on his hands? Why did he not sign this guy who's going to end up getting a cut a year from now rehabbing his ankle properly?
Yep. It's going to be ugly, man, for Wilkins and the Raiders. I guess a grievance has already been filed by Wilkins, but we'll bring the Texans into this conversation here in just a second. But 4 years, $110 million, it was about $57 million guaranteed. He still had $35 million in guarantees left that he hadn't realized yet. I think a chunk of his salary this year and then his full salary next year, something like that.
Yeah.
The Raiders are trying to claw back that $35 million in guarantees because, as you just pointed out, Seth, they have issues with how he went about the rehab of his foot injury. From what I had seen, Ian Rapoport, I saw a report. He said that the team wanted him to get surgery. He didn't want to get surgery. He said, I just want to rehab it. And then they didn't like the way he went about rehabbing it. So they're saying he's in violation of the agreement. Christian Wilkins is going to try to get his money. I'm glad the Texans didn't pay Christian Wilkins $28 million a year. Even if he were good, I'm glad they didn't do that because I like what they ended up doing, which is bringing in Danielle Hunter, trading for Joe Mixon, making some mid-level signings with Azeez Al-Shaair, and we'll see what Denico Autry turns into. But those were the moves they made in that particular offseason. Should the Texans be at least looking into Christian Wilkins right now, Seth?
Oh, yeah, I think they should be, just to figure out what went on. Because there's a chance, it might be that – remember when Trent Williams had his issue with the training staff in Washington? And it's very easy to look at the player and think, oh, boy, that guy just doesn't – I don't like the cut of his jib. And it very well might well be that, he had a legitimate gripe against the medical staff there, and he's gone on to remain one of the best offensive tackles in the league for many, many years with San Francisco. So I would have to find out, all right – The Raiders are saying that he didn't handle his rehab properly. Did he have reason to handle his rehab the way he did because the Raiders were mishandling it?
Right.
And if it was the case, then 100% I'd be looking into whether maybe he'd be a good fit.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders have paid the freight for you already. You know, like they've, you know, they, and now we'll see what happens with this guaranteed money. But this we know, Christian Wilkins coming off a year where he got sideways with his employer and has a foot injury, going to be way cheaper than he was when he was a free agent a year ago. And the Texans have a little bit of dry powder. I don't know. Like, I feel 100% confident that this is a move that they're at least running the balance sheet on right now in there. You know, they're running the numbers on, okay, here, what's the injury risk? What's the locker room risk? What's it's the upside of all this?
You know? It's a classic get him in the building type of scenario.
Yeah, I
think that I would expect Caserio's looking into it, and it's just a matter of, A, what is his actual medical situation, and then, B, what's the money going to be? I mean,
right.
Christian Wilkins probably isn't going to go out and play for the minimum this year.
No.
This isn't like a Cam Akers or a Nick Chubb type of situation.
No, it's not. But I guess the question would be, if you're Christian Wilkins or if you're the Texans, I think it was Middle Screen that pointed this out to me yesterday on Twitter, Seth, was, hey, look, try to get your hands on Christian Wilkins if you're the Texans, because if you don't, guess what? He's going to sign a below-market deal with the Ravens or with the Eagles or somebody like that. This is a classic, like, distressed asset that I think would ponder going somewhere where he's got a chance to win. He's been a Dolphin and a Raider his whole career. And he came from Clemson winning national championships. This is a guy who's experienced no important winning in the NFL yet. So that's my question, I guess, about are the Texans an attractive enough team right now? You're obviously doing it much more on spec if you're Christian Wilkins. If you're taking a little bit less because you feel like you can win a Super Bowl there, it's much more on spec for a team that hasn't made it even to a conference title game than teams that have actually won Super Bowls. But I guess that would be the question, would be, okay, the Texans certainly aren't going to pay market value for him if there's a big contract out there for him. Are the Texans a team that would be attractive enough for the two sides to meet in the middle on something? You know?
Yeah, I'm very skeptical that it'll happen, and just especially because the uncertainty of the ankle situation and exactly. But I'd be surprised if it happened. If it did, it'd be cool. But I mean, for the Raiders to just cut ties completely, and that's with Pete Carroll coming in, where Carroll's inclined to. He's a pretty positive guy, you know. And he's,
I hadn't thought about that. That's a great.
He's dealt with guys that are actual headaches on the football field before, but good football players.
Yeah.
That if Pete Carroll's deciding that it's time for him to go, I'm a little bit hesitant to think that, oh yeah, but he's going to be a perfect fit with the Texans.
Do you think Tom Brady had any input on a move like this?
I don't think, for those who don't know, part
owner of the Raiders.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause I've heard varying reports about how the people have overstated exactly how much he's doing with the Raiders. And I'm guessing, no,
I'm guessing.
I'm guessing Carroll probably is totally on a phone call relationship with Tom Brady, so he might have asked for his input on it philosophically, I suppose.
I'm guessing no. Like that, honestly. Yeah. Like that's one of those things that is symptomatic of a dysfunctional organization. If an owner, and especially a minority owner, not even Mark Davis, is coming in and saying, "Hey, this guy's a bad seed and he's not rehabbing right. Cut this guy." Like this feels like a move. Like, let my GM and head coach do their job. And if this is what they determine to be the right thing, look, this is going to, if they lose the battle over these guarantees, this is one of the more disastrous signings that we've seen over the last few years.
In June, Brady had basically said that they use him as a sounding board. And that's where I could 100% see, Pete Carroll just talking to him about stuff like this.
Sure.
So he might have had input, but I don't. It's definitely not heavy-handed. He's available as a resource.
Yep.
He's not getting in there and meddling and necessarily saying you guys need to do it this way. You need to do it that way.
Yep. All right. Final segment for us coming up. We'll hand it over to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris as we sit out at a drizzly Methodist training center today for day three of training camp. An icon in the pop culture world passes yesterday, and C.J. Stroud, what did he learn from last year? We will get to all that coming up in the final segment before we hand it off to Texans Training Camp Live. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.